Next patient is going to be Joanne, J-O-A-N, Newhouse, N-E-W-H-O-U-S-E. Date of visit 12/16/2025. Miss Newhouse was born at on 11/10/67. This is a 58-year-old woman who lives with family. Is currently under hospice care for unspecified congestive heart failure. Patient was a heavy smoker, quit smoking just a year or two ago, she tells me. She uses her inhaler for shortness of breath at all times. She's also rather obese. She has a history of sleep apnea, but will not use a CPAP or oxygen at nighttime period. Patient so two sat on room air, incidentally was 96% with a pulse of 88. Blood pressure was 160/92 period. Patient also has a history of diabetes with blood sugar running in 120s, especially with her weight loss, she tells me. PPS is at 40%, bouts of confusion reported as bouts of bladder incontinence, sleeping about 8 to 10 hours a day, appears more fatigued. Patient is short of breath at rest and with activity. Patient has a New York Heart Association. She belongs to New York Heart Association Class 4. She's taking Eliquis both for atrial fibrillation and leg blood clot, period. She takes two types of insulin, which is controlling her blood sugar. Recently, the dose was adjusted per hospice medical director. No, recently she adjusted her dose to firm in order not to develop hypoglycemia, period. Patient does have pedal edema despite being on diuretics. This is consistent with refractory congestive heart failure to any medication, period. LMAC is at 33 centimeters. Has had some weight loss and decreased appetite. Patient has experienced worsening shortness of breath. She feels like the lower extremity edema is not helping her activity level and actually brings her down. She ambulates with a cane, but she says she's given up walking because it hurts her legs and her knees, and she's so unsteady on her feet, period. I believe patient has diabetic neuropathy because of long-standing diabetes, which also affects her walking and contributes to her debility. Patient also has had some bouts of confusion per other family members, most likely related to her hypoxemia with activity. Patient does have oxygen available. It was recommended for her to wear oxygen, especially at nighttime, since it would be beneficial and reducing incidence of lower extremity edema. Patient's shortness of breath is also worsened by atrial fibrillation, which robs her of her 5 to 10% of her cardiac output, which is very essential in someone with congestive heart failure to keep the blood circulating at a good rate and to keep in order to keep her activity up to date, to keep her activity going and develop and reduce her chances of shortness of breath. Thank you. Or reduce incidence of shortness of breath with activity. Thank you.